shared this again tonight. So let's begin our time of worship this evening. Let's just read a few words for Psalm 8. O Lord, our Lord, how majestic is your name in all the earth. You have set your glory above the heavens. Out of the mouths of babies and infants you have established strength because of your foes. You still the enemy and the avenger. Look at your heavens, the work of your fingers, the moon and the stars which you have set in place. What is man that you are mindful of him, and the son of man that you care for him? You have made him a little lower than the heavenly beings and crowned him with glory and honour. You have given him dominion over the works of your hands. You have put all things under his feet, all sheep and oxen, also the beasts of the fields, the birds of the heavens and the fish of the sea, whatever passes along the paths of the seas. Lord, our Lord, how majestic is your name in all the earth. Amen. All right, let's rise and sing then a hymn. It follows on from that reading. It's, O Lord, my God, when I in awesome wonder consider all the works thy hands have made. And of course, the chorus goes on to say, how great thou art. Let's rise and sing together. continue to worship the Lord as we bow before him in a word of prayer then. So Lord God, we bow in your presence and we know we are worshipping a great almighty God. You're the creator of the heavens and the earth and the giver of life, and you've created mankind in your own image. And Lord, you're a God who's most worthy of praise. We confess this evening we don't always live as we should and give you the praise and the worship that we ought to do. Forgive us, Lord, for our coldness, Lord, and our half-heartedness and our apathy at times, Lord. Forgive us, we pray. And help us, Lord, we pray for a closer walk with you, Lord, and a more spirit-filled life now and in these days, we pray. Thank you for all that you've done for us in such a great redemption, Lord, that we know in and through our Lord and Saviour, Jesus Christ. Thank you for sending your Son to be the Saviour of mankind. He offered up his life freely for sinners like us at the cross at Calvary. He gave his life, Heavenly Father, and he died a painful death. He suffered, he bled and died. He bore the sins of his people in his own body on the tree. Thank you, Lord, the price for sin has been paid. Jesus died and was buried, but he burst from the tomb, Lord. Up from the grave he arose. Thank you, Jesus Christ is risen from the dead. He is alive forevermore. And we serve our risen Saviour this evening, Lord. Thank you for all that you've done for us, such a wonderful plan of salvation, Lord. And we thank you that Jesus Christ has defeated sin, death, and the devil. We thank you, Lord, all who put their trust to repent and bow the knee and put their trust in the Lord Jesus Christ for salvation, Lord, the joys of assured salvation. Pray it will be true for each and every one here this evening, Heavenly Father. Thank you to whoever calls in the name of the Lord shall be saved. And Lord, if we know and love the Lord Jesus as our Saviour, may we live lives worthy of our calling. We've been filled with the Spirit, Lord, transformed day by day. Thank you, Lord. We know sometimes as your word says, whom you love, you discipline. Sometimes your discipline can be hard. There's lessons to learn, but help us, Lord, to listen to what you have to say to us, Lord, and to follow you day by day, both in our own Christian life and witness, and as a church, we pray. Help us in these days to look up to you. Pray you guide us forward as a fellowship, Heavenly Father, and help us to be reaching out to the community around about us, Lord. We do pray, Lord, that as a result of the work and witness in this church, and as a result of the church throughout the place of Lord, and the community throughout the North East. We do pray that lives will be changed, transformed, that souls will be saved, and through it all you'll be glorified. There's much needs in the town here, Lord, and we do pray for a move of your Spirit. We pray you'll come down, we pray you'll bless, and Lord, help us to be ready to receive it, Lord, ready to receive others to the church, we pray. And Lord, speak to our hearts, we pray. Lord, I pray this evening for those who are not able to gather with us. They might be infirm and not able to get out to the house of the Lord. Or whatever, Lord, might be away somewhere tonight, you know their situation. We pray that you administer to each and every one in their own particular situations, we pray. So, Heavenly Father, thank you that we're found here tonight in the house of the Lord for the freedom and the blessings that we have and being able to worship in this fashion, we pray. Remembering brothers and sisters in parts of the world tonight where they don't have this freedom and this opportunity, Lord, we just pray that you'd give your people in the midst of persecutions the grace and the strength to stand up, Lord, and may they know a real sense of your presence as they face these hardships, we pray. So, Heavenly Father, ask your blessing upon our time together this evening. May we know a real sense of your presence in our midst, Lord, and may we know it tonight. It was good to be here in the house of the Lord. Thank you for Robert who's speaking, Lord. Pray you'll know a fresh anointing of your Spirit as he ministers your word. We pray you'd speak to us all afresh from your word this evening. And we pray and we ask these things in the lovely name of Jesus Christ, the only Saviour of mankind. Amen. There's the words of John. It says, and now little children abide in him, so that when he appears we may have confidence and not shrink from him in shame at his coming. If you know that he is righteous, you may be sure that everyone who practices righteousness has been born of him. See what kind of love the Father has given to us, that we should be called children of God, and so we are. The reason why the world does not know us is that it did not know him. Beloved, we are God's children now, and what we will be has not yet appeared, but we know that when he appears, we shall be like him, because we shall see him as he is. Everyone who thus hopes in him purifies himself as he is pure. Amen. Let's sing our second hymn this evening. What kind of love is this that gave itself for me? Let's rise and sing together.
Amen.
just one or two announcements. Do make sure you've got a copy of the bulletin, the new bulletin today. It'll keep you up to date with events going on both in this church and in some other fellowships around the town and community at this time. Of course, it's been an early start tonight because there's hospital plays at 7 o'clock, so if you're free this evening, you're most welcome to join the people who go and minister to those in the hospital. The pastor is, pastor does have a holiday today. It's an official day off, so I was pleased to have Paul Crowe from the Faith Mission this morning, and again, we welcome Robert this evening. Pastor will be back next week. Just a reminder that on Wednesday at 7 o'clock, I'm not sure if I said half past 7. It's 7 o'clock in the bulletin, it will be half past 7, won't it? The midweek meetings begin again. Okay, so this Wednesday, half past 7, the midweek meetings start up again. So I say Robbie will be back with us, God willing, next Sunday. I think that's all the announcements that I do need to give. So we'll, I say it's great to have Robert back with us again. I'll be handing over to Robert after we sing our third hymn this evening. We can pray for Albert as well, because he's at the Kirky tonight, so he's ministering out there. So, we'll sing our third hymn in a moment. I'll just read the words of the Apostle Paul. I've read a few scriptures tonight, but Paul writes to the Philippians, but whatever gain I counted as loss for the sake of Christ. Indeed, I count everything as loss because of the surpassing worth of knowing Christ Jesus my Lord. For his sake I have suffered the loss of all things and count them as rubbish, in order that I may gain Christ and be found in him, not having a righteousness of my own that comes from the law, but that which comes through faith in Christ, the righteousness from God that depends on faith, that I may know him and the power of his resurrection, and may share his sufferings, becoming like him in his death, that by any means possible I may attain the resurrection from the dead. Not that I have already obtained this, or am already perfect, but I press on to make it my own, because Christ Jesus had made me his own. Brothers, I do not consider that I have made it my own, but one thing I do, forgetting what lies behind and straining forward to what lies ahead, I press on towards the goal for the prize of the upward call of God in Christ Jesus. Let those of us who are mature think this way, and if in anything you think otherwise, God will reveal that also to you. Only let us hold true to what we have attained. Amen. The third hymn this evening then is All I Once Held Dear, Built My Life Upon. Let's rise and sing this one together.
Sheen, you've done my doing to ground level in it. And here it can name your risk after the listing. Oops. This thing, this will be switched on, Andrew. This will be switched on. Okay. Right, great to be back with you. Say, fine to come back home, going to him, because this is for it, us start, that's for me. And we give God all the glory. We bless him. Psalm 46 in act. God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. Therefore we will not fear, though the earth should change, and though the mountains slip into the heart of the sea, though its waters roar and foam, though the mountains quake at its swelling. There is a river whose streams make glad the city of God, the holy dwelling place of the Most High. God is in the midst of her, she will not be moved. God will help her when morning dawns. And the nations made an uproar, the kingdoms tottered. He raised his voice, the earth melted. The Lord of hosts is with us, the God of Jacob is our stronghold. Come, behold the works of the Lord, who has wrought desolation in the earth. He makes the wars to cease, the end of the earth. He breaks the bow and cuts the spear in two. He burns the chariots with fire. Cease striving. Know that I am God. I will be exalted among the nations. I will be exalted on the earth. The Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our stronghold. The Lord will bless the reading of his precious word. We give him all the glory tonight. We give him all the praise. Knowing you, Jesus, there is no greater thing. Wow. And I'll tell you, it's a steady knowing. It's not a case, I think you've reached a certain age, you've made it. You know, there's so much in God, and God has so much for us. It's his people. Wonderful. So at time and act, I'll just want to look for a wee while at Psalm 46. Wonderful psalm, song of assurance. When we speak about refuges, I suppose we would imagine castles, towers, large imposing buildings. But our refuge is not a structure, a castle or a tower, but a living person, no other, but the living God. Wonderful. It's not God is. Not God might be, could be, maybe, but God is. God at his nae beginning, and God at his nae end. This is your refuge and our shelter tonight. And the wonderful opportunity here in the rescue mission in the Baptist Church is that if you didn't know Jesus, you can come to know him in a real and a full way. The gospel is the power of God unto salvation. Knowing you, Jesus. I mean, Allah is saying, Jesus, you spells for nothing else. And he does. Jesus, once you come into this glorious relationship with Jesus, nothing else is the same. No other person can compare or can't compare. You see, here tonight is God. God in three persons. God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit. A wonderful Trinity. It functions as one, God being the main person in the Trinity. But we bring glory to God the Father who created us, God the Son who gave his life for us, and God the Holy Spirit who leads and directs us. He gave his life for us, born of the Spirit with life from above. The Holy Spirit producing this new life in you and me. Born of the Spirit with life from above into God's family, divine, justified, holy by Calvary's love. Oh, what a standing is mine. Can you see that tonight? Are you standing in Christ tonight? Or are you on sinking sands? Sinking sands that leads to a lost eternity. No hope, but I bring great hope tonight. Let's bring glory and praise and honor unto the Lord tonight as we've been singing. Let's bow down and worship and adoration. Wonderful it is to come before him to lift up his holy name. Majesty tonight, we worship his majesty. We bring praise to him. I, the most high, most holy, most merciful, majestic God. We live in a world where so many deny the very existence of God. They didn't want to care as our God. They didn't want to even consider. We have the secularists, the humanists, and there's more humanist marriage in Scotland than ever there was. So sad, so very sad. They didn't believe God, they didn't believe in God. They didn't be dead 10 seconds till they changed their mind. God is alive. God's not dead. God is the most exciting person that you could ever come in contact with. And God wants a relationship with you tonight. I ain't got religion. I'll be saved 58 years. Okay, I don't think I'm as old as that. I'm even older. I got saved one Thursday night, just a fortnight past, 58 years ago. I come into this glorious relationship with a living Christ, and I've never been the same again. It's wonderful. I want to tell you something else. The older I get, the more exciting I'm getting about Jesus. It's so real. It's so true. This is something that is burning. I mean, say, Andrew and I spoke about the resurrection life, that I may know him. You can't. Jesus is God knowable. Come in tonight to this glorious relationship with him. See, there's no fear in this land we go in. Again, you see, fear is a twofold word. It refers to an emotion marked by dread and anxious concern. But listen to this. But it also means awe, wonder, profound reverence. This latter is the fear that inspires trust and confidence. Wow. To fear God means to real what is to me to fear God means what he says, what he does. Is this you and me tonight? Do we fear God? Do we reverence God? We're bowing reverence tonight before him. He alone is worthy of the adoration, praise that we should be bringing to him. You see, the world tonight, the Christian circles as well, have sought to say they want a candy floss God. They think God was made for them, for their purpose. God, you DS for me, I want this and know the next thing. No, no. We were born to bring glory and praise in order to God. Man's chief end is to glorify God and fit to enjoy him. I didn't endure salvation, never have. This is something that's so exciting. And as I've said already, the older I'm getting, the more excited to get about God. Realizing fit to heaven him, realizing that all my life he's been faithful. All my life he's been good. He'll never change. What a great assurance that we have tonight. You see, the fear of God, the reverence of God, is the beginning of wisdom. So, patent in layman's language, if you didn't fear God and act, you're not wise. Simple as that. But the scripture says, the fear of God is the beginning of wisdom. Near the end of wisdom, because we grow in grace and in his knowledge. We get that by spending time with him. Hallelujah. Accept this tonight, dearly beloved. If you didn't fear God and act, you're in sinking sand, as I've already said. You're in a crumbling foundation. Come on to the rock and act. The rock, Christ Jesus. I have this total security. I have never doubted my salvation. Because God is so real. And God wants you to come in to this wonderful relationship with him. You see, think about the goodness, the greatness of God tonight. God is sovereign. He's under no obligation to anybody. He rules and reigns according to his will. The world is under his control and command. He gives and he talks of war. Then I think the leaders, well, as regards this country and the rulers of the world, God, one word, again, don't worry about it. God's in control. My chum keeps on saying, you see us, you see you, and it's no interest, man. I can't end. I can't for I'm gone. Larry was speaking in the meeting this morning. He says, when I get a story, I like to can't end first. I'll give you the end of the story. I'll give you the end of your life story. You're either bound for heaven or else you're going to hell. Mark name is stuck about it. Oh, that's another word, that Robert. Great. Hell is a reality. I was at the Brethren Assembly twice this week to hear a guy speaking. He was preaching pure gospel. Hell was there. Tonight, it's a reality. And the sad thing about it is so much of our folk have never come into this glorious relationship with the Lord Jesus. I feel so sad about it. What they're heading for. God is also omnipresent, meaning he's present in all places at the same time. He's as close to you tonight as the person sitting next to you. You realize this? This is Almighty God. Wow. God is omnipotent, meaning that he has all power and is able to do all things. You believe that? You believe God is able to do all things. I do. It says there's nothing impossible with God. I didn't serve the God of I didn't serve an impossible God. I serve the God of the impossible. A man came in to me three weeks ago, and he says, "Rob, it's no good news." I said, "Oh, my heart sunk." He has a problem again. I says, "Okay." I says, "God's no deed." I says, "God's no deed." I says, "God is still Jehovah Rafika, the great physician." No. I don't know why I'm coming on to this. And the last time I spoke to the gospel a couple of weeks ago, I felt this burden about it. We have to believe God. God doesn't always answer with prayer, but if we aim at nothing, you're bound to have it. I believe God. I believe God is still the God of miracles. Salvation is a miracle. You come to Christ tonight, you are a miracle. God is a God of miracles. There's nothing too hard for God. In that situation, I am totally believing for that mighty miraculous healing in that man's body. His other lassie said, "Oh, our dad has got an incurable disease as well." And somebody had said something to her that was a bit silly. And I had a burden, and I says, "Lord, I heard our last son, it's me and my dear." I says, "God's the God of the impossible. Believe. Believe God. God, when I always give the answer we want. Because I could take you back to a year ago and I could tell you everything that I did this next week. I was to hospital every day. The person that great friend. I prayed for her, I laid hands on her, I believed God for her. But God said no. I was bruised. God took her home. God wanted her home. I didn't care why. Oh, that's terrible that. Wait a minute. I believe God. God has a right to give. He's a right to talk a war. Even so, Lord, so it seemed good in your sight is one of the hardest things to say. That's something we have to say. But tonight, God is the God of the impossible. Believe. Pray, believe, and receive. Pray, doubt, and do without. Believe God tonight. God is omnipotent, knowing everything. Nothing is hidden for him. All powerful, almighty, yet he thinks incessantly of you and me. Andrew's already read it, Psalm 8 and 4. What is man that you are mindful of him? Now here's me, the great Greek scholar that I'm there. Mindful in the Greek means a fixture. So you and me tonight, and know Jesus is our Savior, are a fixture in God's mind. Meaning, it God continually thinks of you and me. We're never out of God's mind. Who good is that? Can you say that tonight? Before you go to this place, you can if you come and repent of your sins and come into this living relationship with the living Christ that I bring afore you tonight. A fixture in God's mind. Wow. Yeah, like of me. Oh, Lord. You're worthy of anything like that. God delights more in you tonight than he delights. Then we delight in him. Wonderful. And we should be as saved. We should be in the same mind. We should return the compliment. We should be, our mind should be continually on the Savior. Continually in Father. Because Father wants to do great and wonderful things through us. And I'm going to give you another verse. And this verse is just, wow, I get so excited about it. It's in Zephaniah 3:17. And I think it's better if you put your name in for a start. So I'll put Andrew Young's name in. Andrew Young, the Lord your God is in the midst of you. Almighty One, a Savior who saves. He will rejoice over you, Andrew, with joy. He will rest in silent satisfaction. And in his love, he will be silent and make no mention of past sins or even recall them. He will exult over you with singing. Wow. Does it get any better than that? You got any better offer than that? This is for the living God. This is for the creator of the universe. And he sings over me. Wait a minute. Come on. See what you're missing tonight. I've got everything. But Robert, no. Everything I need is in Christ. And it comes to a stage that the only thing I want is Christ, to grow in grace and the knowledge of Him. The older you get, you didn't lose anything. When they finished, oh, you're all, you're this, no, I'm there. No, I'm there. God is there for every one of us. You're just as old as you feel. Right as well. Hey, God is here for God exalts our you and our me, we singing. Oh, hey, this is totally amazing. See if you're missing in that. See the security that you have being in the refuge. God is, not was, not might be, not maybe. God is. The God are wrong. You know why Scotland's the way it is? I hear independence till it's come out of my lungs. I'm not interested in politics. Scotland didn't need independence. What Scotland needs again is dependence. Back being dependent in a holy God and this nation living for Him. She's got it all wrong. And I'm not interested in politics. We need to come back to be the Scotland. Once more, Lord. Once more, as in the days of yore. And we're land. Pour out your spirit, Father. I'm believing. Are you believing tonight, Wima, dear brothers and sisters? I didn't carry on any talks, Wima. I attend the church, it doesn't matter. I can go anyway. As I was saying, I had a great couple of nights in the Brethren Assembly this week. Listen, a wonderful preacher. Great to come here tonight. Come back home for it, I started for me. Again, a fixture in God's mind. And God's singing over me. Wow, I'm blown away. Our refuge, our personal possession. God belongs to me, and better still, I belong to God instead of you. Think that you are in it. Then I get down here and depressed. You can't afford to do that. This is something that's dynamic. This life that we have in Christ is so, so exciting. If you haven't got it, you need it. Come tonight and realize how much God loves you. The same way all this folk that didn't believe in God. They didn't realize how much God loves them, how much God wants them to come in to this glorious relationship with Him. It's a fantastic relationship. As I'm saying, it's real. You see, the question I'm asking you tonight, do you know Jesus? If you come into this wonderful relationship with Him, it's here for you tonight. You repent of your sins. You're sorry for what's happened. You never got here again. But hey, this is for you. See, Psalm 91 says, and I better read it. Where's my place? Where's this terrible? He who lives in the secret place of the Most High shall remain stable, fixed under the shadow of the Almighty, whose power no foe can withstand. So the most secure place in the universe is a shadow. But first shadow, the shadow of the Almighty. And if he's saying to you tonight, you may be struggling a wee bit tonight, you just feel the arm of the Lord just coming and just drawing you in from above my wing. Total, absolute security. If you've got that security tonight, dear ones, do you know Jesus? God's not willing that only should perish. But he wants everyone to come in to this wonderful relationship with him. See, there is power in the blood. The blood of Jesus cleanses for your sin. It is still flowing in act as fresh as ever. This is for you. You see, we were born in sin. A bad start. Shaped in iniquity. Every one of us. When Adam and Eve fell in the garden, the world... result was the world hell, my mankind. Them it was had to be born, would be born in sin. Shaped in iniquity. Born a sinner, separated from God. And that's the worst place that you can ever be, is separated from the living God. And if you didn't ken Jesus as your Savior tonight, that's what you are. You are still separated from God. But God wants to bring you back to Him, back to His soul. See, God made man and woman to live and enjoy His company. As I've said already, our function is to enjoy God, is to serve Him, is to bring honour to His holy name. But you see, Eve believed Satan rather than God. What a tragedy. And then Adam chose his own path. He did exactly the same thing. Didn't blame Eve, boys. It wasn't Eve's fault. Adam took the same path. So sad. So sad. The fit of you tonight, are you believing Satan's lies? Are you saying, Lord, and then I believe your word? I believe it. Well, maybe. Because if you're not accepting Jesus as your Savior tonight, if you're turning to go and saying, thank you, but no thank you, then you are believing Satan's lies. You see, sin entered the world in death. Physical death come in, and you can't say who that is. Spiritual death come in. That's even worse. Lost without hope. It's appointed unto man once to die, but after death the judgment. You see, there's an appointment being made for every one of us that we have to keep. And that is coming face to face with the living God. Judgment. After death, the judgment. We can't mark an appointment and say, oh, cancel this. Death's coming in next. Cancel. No, no. It doesn't happen that way. It can happen so quick. I spoke to my cousin on Friday morning, 10:45. I got a phone call last night at supper time. He wasn't a hero anymore. I said, I'll catch you sometime. I wanna catch him when he's there. He's not a hero anymore. Brave it to your time. Yeah. Life is short, death is sure, sin the curse. Great, Christ the cure. The only cure tonight. Will you come and accept him? You see, the wonderful thing in this world, we can be born a sinner, that we can leave a sin. Is this you and I? Do you know Jesus tonight? Come and hear a secure future. And I'll tell you something else now. For us as believers tonight, the best still to come. Yeah, I think it's maybe good if new. Well, if it's like it's going to be, then what will it be when we get over yonder? They're all speaking about streets of gold and nothing. I'm not interested in streets of gold. I'm interested in seeing them face to face. Wow. Yeah. Walking in for the world, coaches turn the corner, and for the world's chasing gold. God uses for turn the corner. Amazing. Amazing God. Amazing grace. Here we are. But for Adam failed, God didn't stop loving him. No, no, Adam. I still love you. I still love you, Adam. See, John 3:16, I'll read it out amplified. God so greatly loved and dearly prized the world that he even gave up his only begotten son, unique son, so that whosoever believes in, trusts and clings to, relies on him, shall not perish, come to destruction, be lost, but have eternal, everlasting life. The entrance into God's refuge is by the blood of Jesus. Neither why. Jesus is the door. It leads us into that refuge. And become an act of simple faith, believing, repenting. You see, it's a blood-stained and a blood-soaked way. Without the shedding of blood, there can be no remission, freedom from our sins. On Calvary, as we look tonight, we see Jesus, the Lamb of God, taking away the sins in the world. I hear him saying, Jesus was murdered. Jesus was never murdered. Jesus gave his life freely. He wasn't murdered. No, he gave his life a ransom. He gave it freely for you and me. He says, oh, Isabel, you're worth it. I'm not worth it. Oh, you're not worthy, but Jesus thought, everyone is an act. It's worth it. Who good is that? Who great is that? The Son of God. Thinking that we are worth it. Again, God gave up Jesus to be our substitute rather than give up in you and me. Ah, come on. Who can you help? Who can you not help but love him in that? I'm here to work beyond my notes in that for the simple reason I'm getting all up and getting forgetful. So I apologize for that. You see, we are the reason for Jesus leaving heaven. You wouldn't let us die. Amazing. No, no, Lord. I'm gone. I'm taking your place. No, Andrew, I'm taking your place. Every one of you is here tonight. Put in your own name. I'm taking your place. See, the wonder of the cross in act is near the blood, but whose blood and to what effect? You see, Jesus, we owed a debt we couldn't pay. Jesus paid the debt he didn't owe. In the act, we can sing Amazing Grace. And who good is that? Sing Amazing Grace. Wonderful grace of Jesus, greater than all my needs. I mean, say, I listened to a record, and I wasn't saved at the time, I was 13, 14. Wonderful grace of Jesus, greater than all my need. I've never forgotten it. I wasn't saved. That word's kept ringing all my life. And that ain't that record, the brethren and wife's house. Seemed to be going to brethren a lot in this, don't do. There's nothing to do with the brethren. I had thoroughly enjoyed myself this week. Only a sinner saved by grace. Aye. The word's hot. Didn't really care. Well, I can't a lot why I was broke up here in my Sunday school teacher. Are you a sinner saved by grace in that, dear one? Are you still a sinner? Have you been found? Are you lost? Are you still saying, Lord, I didn't? Only a sinner saved by grace. But I'll tell you something else. This is my story. Even better, to God be the glory. It's not about Robert. Forget about him. He's a zero. But it's all about you, Jesus. We bring praise to him and act. Again, oh, come into this glorious relationship with Jesus. It's so wonderful. I hear the word, as I've spoken about hell already, the word seems to be used so glibly. I read in the paper, oh, they've been to hell and back. No, they haven't. They've been a difficult experience. I hear them saying, oh, all hell broke loose. No, it didn't. Once you're in hell, that's it. The door's shut. There's no way back. You're lost. You're in air with your devil and his angels. And they didn't want to gong here. This is the reality of things. I have to come and act and tell you the truth. And without Christ, you are bound for a Christless eternity. There's no way out of hell, but there's a way, and they're going to hell. And that's by the blood of Jesus. Repenting of your sin tonight. This is the reality of it. I'm not letting you go and walk him and act without no caring. But of course, I'd be a lot better man than me is telling you the same story. See, you realise tonight that you're a sinner. You're far short of God's standards. Dividing that sin, the penalty is death. Lost, no hope, as I've already said. But Jesus has died for you. Accept this wonderful offer, sealed, signed, and delivered by the blood of Jesus. Come and receive him in simple faith. Now I'm going to skip. It's time's fleeing. You see, as we come to know Jesus, our relationship with God, though secure, is not static. He wants us to grow up to know him more and more intimately. You see, God wants us to ken him more, to spend time with him, to enjoy his presence. This is for you tonight. Again, he's our strength, a very present help and well-proved help in trouble. The joy of the Lord is our strength, the joy of knowing that our sins are forgiven, the joy of a secure and amazing future in my Father's house, forever with the Lord, never alone, the joy of never being yourself. You forsake or you leave, never will I. If you care us tonight, this is for you. Again, and listen, dolls, no fear. Though the mountains are shaken, though everything's under God's command, we didn't fear though the earth should change, though the mountains be shaken into the midst of the seas, its waters roar and foam, though the mountains tremble at its swelling in tumult. I'll give you the antidote for that. Who shall separate us from the love of God? Get tonight, nobody. Nothing can separate you and me that are in Christ for the love of God. And I'm just going to want to finish. You see, we cry out, the mighty fortress is our God. Our confidence and strength is in God. Refuge. We're not fearful. Be faithful. Fear knocked. Faith answered. There was nobody here. Think about it. Fear knocked. Oh, no. Faith. Come on, let's faith it. Faith answered. There was nobody there. Total assurance. You see, there's a river. It says Hezekiah diverted this river, the waters, so it to slake the thirst of his people. Jesus is the living water tonight. Oh, come and drink, and drink, and drink. See, God has so much for us and our dear brothers and sisters. Listen to this. Lord, I crawled across the barrenness to you with my empty cup, uncertain and asking any small drop of refreshment. If only I'd known you better, I'd have come running with a bucket. Fill my cup, Lord. No, fill my bucket, Lord. Cups of cold water given in his name. Let go and be still and know that he is God. You see, God is our refuge within a fiend. I have strength for all things in Christ who empowers me. I am ready for anything and equal to anything through him who infuses inner strength into me. That is, I am self-sufficient in Christ's sufficiency. I'll leave it with you tonight. I'll leave the stumbling words with all the great assurance tonight. I'm just going to walk here. I'm not abiding here. I'm not going to abide here anyway. Him forever with the Lord. Can you see that tonight? 58 years. I would have believed it. So good. I could sing of his love forever. Wonderful. Do you know him? I didn't want to go to hell. I didn't want to go home with a hearse place and then get in. There's somebody who's never made the peace with God. It's so sad. I grieve over. I grieve over folk that come back and forth to this church, that come back and forth to the church I might have known. Come back and forth over him through the years that are still outside God's family. But I'm believing for him. Come in, dear ones. If you never accepted this wonderful offer of salvation, sealed, signed, delivered with the blood of Jesus. Come. Andrew and Norman will be delighted to lead you to the Lord. Tell you something, you'll never regret. This is a wonderful, glorious life in Christ. Sure, we have troubles, we have trials, we have hot disappointments. But the beauty of it, I have a person, I have God that comes alongside you, that you say, run about. Come on, Robert. You need us, but you may never left, never alone. Come in night. I guarantee you, you'll never be disappointed. There's no disappointment in Christ. The Lord bless you.
Thank you, Robert. Thank you. We're going to sing our closing hymn this evening, In Christ Alone. My hope is found, and indeed, he is the only way to God. The Father, he's the only way of salvation in Christ alone. My hope is found. We'll sing this through, and at the end, perhaps we can remain standing. In Norman, would you like to close in prayer? Thank you. Let's rise and sing together.